Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lennon. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis, podcast number 51, is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In previous podcasts, I've talked about how to approach playing against opponents who employ particular styles and tactics. In podcast 50, I discussed my approach to playing older, more seasoned, and wily players. In podcast 40, I talked about how to handle pushers. In this podcast, I'd like to share my approach on playing against those opponents who are unconventional or unorthodox in stroke production and overall play style, particularly when playing against these type of players for the first time. Now, there are unorthodox players at every level of the game, from beginner to advanced levels and even in the professional ranks. I mean, in fact, one can make the case that Rafael Nadal's ground strokes are, for example, very unorthodox. Nadal is actually right-handed, but plays tennis left-handed, and his buggy whip lefty forehand is certainly an unconventional stroke, as is his two-handed backhand, which he hits with a very dominant right hand. Now, perhaps an even more unorthodox player on the Pro Tour is former world number 13, and current top 65 player Alexander Dolgopolov, whose wait till the last possible second, flicky ground strokes, and very abrupt service motion undoubtedly take a little getting used to. Now, whether a player has conventional or unconventional strokes, you will eventually pick up on that player's tendencies and their so-called tells, once you've played against them often enough. For example, at one of the local parks where I play, there is a gentleman named Tim, who hits his forehands using a continental grip and typically makes late ball contact, in other words, when the ball has traveled past his front hip. With his physical strength and the open racket face of the continental grip, he is able to routinely hit forehands cross-court even though his ball contact is very late. Now, for those playing or rallying against him for the first time, it can be a bit of a head-scratching experience because of this unorthodox stroke. But as I mentioned, unorthodox players have their tendencies and tells just like every other player. Thus, once you've rallied or played against them a few times, they're not as much of a mystery, and at that point, it's pretty much like playing against a player with conventional strokes. In Tim's particular case, when he is going cross-court with his forehand, there is a very subtle but noticeable difference in the overall look of his preparation versus when he is preparing to hit his stock forehands down the line or to the center of the court. A split second before Tim begins his forward stroke on his cross-court forehand, his head will literally pop up a smidge earlier than usual. Now, it's very subtle, and many players don't even notice it, but it's there. And that particular tell and others become more noticeable as you rally or play against him more often. So again, no matter how unorthodox a player may be, there are always tells. But what about when you're playing against such a player for the very first time? What's a good way to approach it? In podcast 36, I talked about getting your wrapper on. Now, wrapper being an acronym that refers to the sequence or process starting from the ready position by which all players should go through before, during, and after every shot. If you recall, wrapper stands for recognition, anticipation, positioning, preparation, execution, and return to ready position. Whether you're playing an opponent who is conventional or unorthodox for the very first time, it does not change the importance or necessity of going through the wrapper process and trying to identify your opponent's strengths and weaknesses and so on. You should be doing that regardless. The difference is when you are playing an unorthodox player for the first time, the unconventional stroke mechanics and shot production may throw you off your game while you try to acclimate to that unorthodox style. Now, my approach to playing an unorthodox player for the first time is to be, well, self-centered, for the lack of a better term. Now, this does not mean you should be oblivious to what your opponent is doing on the other side of the net, you know, how they move, how they strike the ball, and so on. Of course not. As I just mentioned, you've still got to go through your process of trying to break down your opponent's game. What I mean by being more self-centered is simply to be more cognizant of the strengths of your game and to focus on those aspects of the game that you can best control. Folks, to reiterate, players with unorthodox form and strokes can frustrate you and throw you off of your game, especially when you're playing against them for the very first time. It can be fairly easy to get caught up and frustrated playing against an opponent who, for example, always hits the ball late, yet somehow manages to pull the ball cross-court with pace, or facing a player who uses a lot of extraneous and awkward-looking body movements when hitting their ground strokes. The bottom line is this. When you find yourself across the net from a player with unorthodox form or strokes for the very first time, don't get thrown off your game by being a spectator of your opponent's unconventional form or shots. Be concerned about what you can best control. Be more self-centered. Make it more about you. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.